This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday, the 29th of June, last Friday of the month of June, so we are halfway through the year. How about them apples,
oh boy.
Victoria? I feel comfortable, though, right now. This is a good time, and you probably all have understand, well, maybe you do, maybe you don't understand that you are here at a perfect time. This is, there's nothing that could keep you from being here and feeling good, hopefully. I have a philosophy about being at the right place at the right time. So with that in mind, let's figure Victoria is here at the right place at the right time. Kara is here. Jennifer off today taking care of her mother. So here we are, and let's get going with this hour's top trending stories.
Well, the biggest story that the whole nation is talking about is the shooting at the Capitol Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland. Five people have been confirmed dead, and the shooter is in custody. He will be arraigned this morning, and he is facing five counts of first-degree murder. Of course, if you didn't hear the story, he shot up the Capitol Gazette newsroom, and he just, it's a horrible situation.
Yeah,
talk about being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
But you know what? It's just more of the same BS. It's more of the same whatever kind of misadjustment, maladjustment, whatever his problem is.
Obviously there's mental illness here at play, but there are some other questions that that do kind of remain. His Twitter page, which Kara and I were just talking about offline, his Twitter page was pretty much littered with threats. He had been threatening this newspaper for years since they wrote an article about him. He had been convicted of harassing someone on Facebook. They wrote an article about it, and then he sued them for defamation. He did not win. And then he sued them again later on. It just, there's a lot of questions here. Who was keeping track of this person? He obviously is not mentally stable. It was one of those questions now, like, is Twitter partially responsible for not flagging any of these violent tweets? There are a lot of questions that, moving forward with these types of shootings, we know mental illness needs to be addressed. He was ordered to be in therapy by the court. I don't know. They're still trying to figure out if he actually had gone to any of those therapy sessions. If he didn't, then who's in charge of following up on things like that? When we talk about mental illness, if there's something, if someone's in the system and already being ordered to be treated, then how do we follow up on that and make sure that is that a parole officer that's failed to follow through? Like, there are a lot of holes in the story still that I think have implications for other events like this.
I think we also have a tendency to look at situations like this and say, oh, well, this was a crazy dude, and kind of think of it as like a one-off that, you know, there are these individual crazy people around the country and they're doing things like this. But just as you know, this was a situation that was very, very personal to me yesterday, and I was keeping up with it all day, and just reading comments, the amount of people who were on, I don't know, just accusing everyone right and left before all this information even came out and just saying, oh, well, it's this person's fault and it's this person's fault. And we all seem to be so incredibly at odds with anyone that we feel has ever wronged us. And it's just, you know, people calling for death of journalists. And I mean, it's just, it's insane. And I just wish everyone, including this guy who did it, I wish everyone could just take a step back and, you know, value the lives of other people before they go and do something like this.
Your ideas are great, but they're naive, because people like this don't care about anybody but
themselves. I don't think anyone cares anymore. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
I think you may be right about that.
And
this is numbing, because it's the same. I've been using this word more because I can't use the word that begins with S-H-I and has a T in it. But it's a plague.
It's naive, but
illness.
I also think it's necessary, because if none of us care about anyone, then can't we all take a step back to try and...
No, I'm that people don't care. That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you
but that
people don't care, and it
so
gets to be...
So isn't it our responsibility as people to try and do something to change
that?
We are
doing what you're doing, I'm doing, Victoria's doing. We are. We have talked about this ad nauseum. Many of us have been more active than that. Just talk sometimes doesn't lead to anything, taking action. But there isn't a will. There is just this. Remember yesterday we were talking about some stat that was released in a survey done about whether America's at war with itself, civil war that would break out, and 31% of the people who were surveyed said in the next 5 years we'd have a physical war. There's so much difference in thought here. And this is what gives rise to, we have different parties, different philosophies, different religions, different ages, different sexes, different races. We have a lot of things that separate us, and instead of the outrageous thing is we don't focus on what brings us together. You can see it with the Brexit vote in England. You can see it almost everywhere. Look at what's going on in the Middle East. Look at wherever there is difference. The difference is here, the focus on the news media, what a bad job they do even in covering their own stuff like this, because the first reports were outrageously, they were obscenely wrong. The threats against members of the news media are on the rise because of social media, because they're doing a job. You can look back at some of the things that have been done in the name of putting journalists in their in their place. There's a group called the Committee to Protect Journalists, if you can imagine that. I don't know if you knew that or not, Victoria. The Committee to Protect Journalists. And they track threats to people in the news media around the world. 7 journalists have been killed with connections to their work since the tracking began in 1992. So this was the biggest by far. Somebody who works in the music field was investigated and then killed. I don't know what that was all about in Chicago earlier this year. But the violence against people who are in the news media, they say it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable anywhere. This is not an acceptable way to run a country or to live in a country or to live, period, with the need to look over your shoulder all the time and wonder who's out there. What a horrible way to sort of balance. I don't think about stuff in that way, even though there are things that are going on in my life that I would like to not have going on in my life. Does it overcome me? No. I'm sure we all have things that are distressing or distracting, but if we worried and took precautions about, we keep talking, what are we going to do? This in schools, and maybe we need to set up metal detectors at stores. And we met this was a newspaper office in downtown Annapolis. The guy just blasted the front door open and went in and started shooting. Whatever his deal, whatever his anger, whatever his issue was, people now, because of the easy access of guns, they grab a gun and they go out and they figure they're going to fix themselves. I'm kind of sorry the guy wasn't shot himself. Now we're going to waste a lot of money putting him through the system to convict him of what we know he's done. And the swift justice, I don't know if Maryland has the death penalty or not. In this case, what difference, I suppose, does it make? Once he gets there, he goes to jail, he'll be dispatched quickly. But how long is it going to take him to get to jail? How much money is it going to cost the taxpayers of Maryland to put this guy away? And so how much could we have saved if somebody, as Kara pointed out a few minutes ago, was doing their job watching this guy? This guy had Nutbird written all over him and anger written all over him. So where did he get the guns? How long has he had
the
guns?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know yet if he purchased them legally or not, but...
So, as I said, it's the same old stuff, and to what end?
It is a shame that we have to live this way now, where we have to make schools and now maybe newsrooms. And I think this is going to change how a lot of buildings handle their security. And because once you walk into...
Yeah.
Oh, it's already affected Radio America. Yeah. They've already this does have a ripple effect, and especially if you are working in any type of journalism right now, you know, with the constant labeling of fake news for every story, it is putting a target on all news media. And so, I'm in New York City, where everything's been on lockdown since 9/11. So it probably won't affect or change how things are operated here, because buildings are just, you know, the security for buildings is really incredible. But I think other smaller places around the country, Annapolis, Maryland is not, it's not a small town USA. Right, but it's not either. But it's not, you know, like the local, it's not the local newspaper where three people work. And maybe those places are going to be targets now. Anybody, like Kara said, anybody who has a grudge, you write a story about me and I don't like how it sounds, even though it's factually based on my case that I lost, well, I'm going to get a gun and go shoot people. It's a crazy way to think, but these are crazy people, and we have to somehow be defended against them. And it's not a nice way to live, but we do have to take precautions. It's just reality now.
So let's turn the tide on this for a moment and think about why most of us really live. What do you live for? What do you live for, Victoria? You think about, is it joy? Is it work? Is it love? What do you live for? What's your life based on?
Well, that's a huge question. I live for my family, my friends, my love of, you know, of being married to Lewis. Like, there are a lot of things that I live for, but that's a very big question.
Is there more joy in your day than not?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, see, that's what I would hope people will ask themselves.
Most people would say that, though.
Yeah. Well,
don't
most people would say, yeah, I think there are studies that show that the average American is happiest when they are together. They look at things. There's a survey out today about what makes you happy. There are a lot of different numbers that go with what you make for a living, who the people are that make you happy. Money can't buy happiness. That word, or the reason I asked you about joy, it's very vague, as you pointed out, it is. But when you think about what gives you joy, whatever it is, and you think about how your life is hopefully worth living in your mind, it wasn't in this guy's mind. So let's think about, even in hard times, what the things are that bring you joy. I've had the last couple of days have been lousy for me. In many different ways, but you just move on into the next.
But you've also had a lot of joy. You've had your kids with you too, and your grandson.
Right, exactly. And at the end of that, that balances and then makes it a plus for me. I have so much to be thankful for, and I'm thrilled to be able to do any number of things every day that give me more. So I guess my suggestion to you, given that life is very temporal, is that you don't postpone it. You just made a very good point, Victoria, that I'm going to spend more time with my... I found this past week and a half with Megan and Brendan and Miles here to be exceptionally fulfilling. Whatever it is, that feeling is, I'm not going to put it out of my mind. Do I change my life? I'm not dramatically going to change my life, but I'm going to spend more time with them, and they want to spend more time with me. And, yeah, maybe it is family, but whatever, it may not be family with you, whatever it is that gives you joy, that brings you joy, it's something that needs to be replenished every day, if you will. Nothing else is required, but don't put it off. Don't postpone the joy that you have in your life. All right? And so with that, I pause, and so do the rest of us at 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you.
ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And change after the hour now on the DJB show. Victoria Keelan here, Kara, Doug, for the focus on television. Yet, no TV for me last night. I actually went to movies for the first time in, but since April.
It seems like months, right?
A long time, yeah. And I go usually when I'm in California four times a week to the movies. A lot of good ones that are not around anymore. Book Club's not around, but Han Solo still is. I went to see it, thought it was a fabulous movie. A lot of fun. The woman who played whether she's evil or good, I can't quite figure out where that all goes, but the camera loves her. My God.
Gillian Clark. Yeah.
Is that what her name is? Yeah. Yeah. All right. So.
Sorry. Yeah.
What about you? Any TV news from you or anybody? I know you got the list for tonight and the weekend. What happened last night with you and Lewis?
Nothing. I was cooking a lot, so I just sort of was catching up on America's Got Talent, which is one of my favorite fun summer shows. You just feel really good watching it. It's a really enjoyable show. And that was pretty much it. I don't know, Kara, did you catch anything? Probably not, right?
I watched the England-Belgium soccer game, but that was about it. That got it.
Oh, who won that?
Belgium won 1-0, but I'm pretty sure they both move on, so.
Got it.
Yep.
On we go. Moving on to tonight and beyond. Yeah.
Yeah, tonight on Fox at 8 p.m. This is kind of fun. I've always been a big fan of this. It's the Big Three basketball, and this is Ice Cube's league. It's a summer league, and it features all former NBA stars. So this is it's a really fun thing. The tickets are selling well in the arenas, and it's fun to watch on TV. So that's 8 p.m. on Fox. It's week two of the 3-on-3 league, and this time it will be at the United Center in Chicago. If you want some drama tonight, 8 p.m. on ABC is a new episode of Quantico, which is still canceled. However, still a popular show. It might even get picked up.
A couple of good shows that somebody, that's one of them. And Code Black is another one. I don't even begin to understand why that has been knocked off the schedule. It's a really good cat and a good story. They're a good story. I've seen two or three episodes. I thought they were good.
Yeah, and also tonight, 9 p.m. on the Food Network, Guy Fieri has a brand new episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and he goes to an Italian spot in San Carlos, California, and a pokey place in Hawaii. So if you want to just get some beautiful vistas of Hawaii, then watch that tonight at 9.
26 past the hour. Music news. Let's spend a minute talking a bit about my... I don't know whether it's... I never pronounced this right. Winona or Winona Judd?
It's Winona.
Winona.
It's extra her, country.
Her day... daughter's name is Grace Pauline Kelly. Sentenced to 8 years for violating probation on drug charges. She's 22. She was sentenced to probation in May of last year. She pled guilty to manufacturing, delivering, selling, and possessing meth. Her probation was revoked in February of this year. She entered the Tennessee Department of Correction custody. Been there since then. She had some kind of suspended sentence. She
apparently left the drug rehab facility early.
Right.
And I guess was either back on drugs or selling again. It's just so sad. Now someone who's 22 years old is going to spend 8 years in jail.
Yep. Yeah. And why is it that her mother didn't catch that one with one?
Well,
not a criticism.
I think isn't there some drug stuff that runs in that family, too? I think Winona had her troubles when she was younger.
Yeah, there was some pro. You're right. There was some kind of trouble. All right, next up in the music department, Eddie Van Halen, marking the 40th anniversary of Van Halen's self-titled debut LP with a trio of tribute guitars, a Super 78, 78 Eruption Relic, and 78 Eruption, modeled after the signature black and white striped guitar he used to record that album. All of the guitars I've ever built, the white, the black guitar, always be my favorite because it did all the things I needed the guitar to do. I didn't realize that he made his own guitars.
Yeah.
That's something that
he's had a line of guitars since he became famous, but the original guitar that he's talking about that he played, I was reading about this yesterday, he spent $150 basically making a makeshift guitar because it needed to do so many weird things that he was famous for. So $150 is what he spent, and he became an icon.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So
it's
knowing
pretty cool.
These
guitars are not $150.
No.
These are going to go for thousands.
All right. 28 past the hour on the Friday DJV program.
Convenience store. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a brand new convenience store opening in your town, and it's there entirely to support your ego. That's right. You get to pick and choose what items you can question and which you want no part of questioning. If the items support what you already believe, then you can pick them up. But if they go against your perspective, then by all means, remember, this is a convenience store. Don't pick up anything that might not fit for you. People tend to love to say, question everything, and then when you question them, oh boy, things change. I say question everything, and especially everything I teach, because I don't want convenient information, and I don't want to pass along convenient information either. I want to get to answers that genuinely teach me about the world and this existence, and I want you to want that too. For ideas that you can hear and question, visit drchristianconti.com.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, you look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good. People started asking, what workouts or diet are you doing? And the famous, you know, what's your secret? I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was the deadliest day for journalists since 9/11, a mass shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. And we're learning about the shooter and what may have motivated him. Here's correspondent Matt Coates in Maryland.
The suspect was named in a law enforcement bulletin as 38-year-old Jared Ramos of Laurel. Ramos had a grudge against the Capital Gazette and how he perceived he was portrayed in a column 7 years ago after he pled guilty to harassment. harassing a former high school classmate. In 2012, Ramos sued columnist Eric Hartley, editor Tom Marquardt, and the paper for defamation. The case was thrown out, and an appeal was rejected 3 years later.
Hundreds of protesters arrested in the nation's capital during the Women's March on Capitol Hill last night. Over 1,000 people gathered to protest Trump administration immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's face the day, shall we, with a plum. Friday the 29th of June. Tomorrow it's sayonara for this month. July 4th is next Wednesday. We'll be on the air live for that event on the DJB program. Victoria Keelan is here today. Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. To celebrate National Hug Day, this is the day for giving hugs to those people who are in need, especially to people who are older, people who may not feel well. Maybe you'll go visit a senior center someplace or a hospital or someplace that can use the warmth created by your hug. This is something that's put together by the Hugs for Health Foundation. Hugging, practiced by almost everybody in the world. I've hugged a lot more as an adult than I did as a child. How about you? Did your parents want you to hug them? And did you want to hug your parents? The word hug comes from hugga, H-U-G-G-A, an Old Norse word meaning to comfort. Do you feel better about hugging people and how do you hug? Do you use one arm? If it's a man, do you hug him differently than you hug a woman? If you love him physically, obviously you hug differently than if you don't love that person physically. Hugs first used around 1610 to describe a wrestling hold. Began being used for the way we use it now, back in the 1600s. Hugs that last 30 seconds or longer release a hormone called oxytocin.
It comes. Well, not a toxin, it's a tocin.
30 seconds is a really long hug. That's a long time to hug somebody.
Well, it depends on where you are and what you're... No, I don't think it's a long hug for... If you're making love
to
somebody.
Well, for a stranger, it's hella awkward. But if you're hugging your child or if you're hugging, you know, a loved one, it's not that long.
Yeah.
Kara's not a hugger.
I'm the biggest hugger. I love hugging. I've trained all of my friends that we hug when we say hello and goodbye, but those hugs are not 30 seconds. Those hugs are like 10 seconds, maybe 5 seconds. But friends and family, like if I haven't seen them in a long time, I guess.
Friends and family hugs. So the 30 seconds produces this hormone in the pituitary gland, helps your blood pressure to be better, lower, heart rate is lower. Stress hormone, cortisol, just is certainly reduced. If you're anxious, it reduces anxiety. If you're in a bad mood, it improves it. If your memory is lacking, it makes it better. Increases bonding and closeness. Those who hug often tend to have increased empathy for other people. So there you go. I remember my son teaching my father how to hug. My father never hugged anybody. My father was not a close physical kind of a guy, and he never hugged any of us, never showed us much affection because that wasn't where he was coming from. And so my son, who grew up a hugger, he just hugged my father all the time, and my father then started hugging other people. Yeah, he did.
I've done that too, though, because I do have my really great friends from college who are both guys, and they were like not very touchy feely, like wouldn't hug anybody, and I just forced them to hug me before they went, and now it's a natural reaction. I saw one of them Tuesday, and they just go in for the hug automatically. That's what you got to do.
They prepare themselves, and they're going to see you.
Let's do some people in the news. Maxine Waters is a Democratic congresswoman from California, represents part of Los Angeles, canceling events that were to take place in Texas and Alabama because of death threats. The threat has happened because this week she called for protesters to confront members of the Trump administration in public over the support for the zero tolerance policy against immigrants. So that's another way. There's so much hate and stuff. But I mention it because it's but we were talking about the shootout in Annapolis and the way people handle their anger today. Social media makes it easier for you to be a coward, and that's what happens a lot of times, just cowardly stuff. Here's the story of 62-year-old Jermaine Mobley. Says she went to the Asian King Buffet and now is suing them, seeking $1 million in damages, claiming that she got fried rice syndrome.
This sounds hilarious, but it's not.
No.
When I first saw this, I was like, fried rice syndrome? That's really funny.
Fried rice syndrome.
But it's a real thing.
She says, everything tasted fine. After we ate, I started not feeling well. Says when she went back to her house, her health worsened. She started vomiting. She was having problems breathing. Husband called an ambulance. And so the court documents in this case say this is as a result of consuming the fried rice that she did back in, 2016, right? That's because of Bacillus cereus, whatever, another one of those bacteria. This produces toxins, can be found in foods that have been out too long at room temperature. And that, man, I'll tell you, go to these buffets, Chinese buffets, whether you think
my first thought when I heard about this story, I wonder how many people, and this is my own little conspiracy theory, I wonder how many people on cruise ships have this and think it's seasickness.
Yeah. Same sort of thing.
And yeah. Because those buffets are out all day and all night.
Yeah.
Those are 24-hour buffets, and if you're not really closely monitoring the temperature of all the food, and this is what happens if stuff sits out at this bacteria builds if stuff sits at room temperature for too long.
Yeah.
And in most cases, it is just like a 24-hour flu type thing.
Yeah.
But in her case, she was in ICU for 8 days or something like that, and that's why she has this million-dollar lawsuit against the restaurant. But that instantly made me think of the gross buffets on cruise ships.
Well, what it makes me think about are all of the other reports of the vagaries of eating food, whether it's in this circumstance, a restaurant, wherever it is that you're going, or when you're buying food. Remember, it's been a number of times this year that we've talked about, like, the romaine lettuce, the E. coli outbreak.
Right.
And how long
salad
that
bars,
lasted. Salad bars.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's just, it is a part of, I guess, being who we are and where we are. Five people died in the last 2 months from E. coli outbreaks, most of it because of that lettuce that's packaged. This was the largest E. coli outbreak for a number of years. Salmonella, Listeria, all those things get into the food because they're not properly cleaned and they are when they put them in those packages and seal them up, the bacteria in there cook. And so when you open it up, sometimes you can smell it. It's part of living in America. It underscores how we need to be more vigilant or careful about where we get our food. This is my time for the plug as we get into the growing season and the family farmers around the country that are produce folks in your local area. Go and patronize the farm.
Go to the farm market.
Yeah, go to the farmer's market. See and meet the farmer. Who's this person who's growing your food? And see what it is that they are producing and how they're producing. I think it's okay to go to farmer's markets, but go to the farm. Find a farm, bring your children or your grandchildren to a farm, see what's going on. So many of you, not me, but so many of you, I can say so many of us, but it doesn't apply to me because I live on a farm, have a farm, and am a farmer. But the average person doesn't know where food comes from even. They've never been to a farm. That's how far removed we are. That's why we put up with stuff like this romaine lettuce. We put up with it because we think that's what we have to do in order to get the foods that are good for us, if we're even thinking about good food. This is not good food. Food packaged in plastic that travels across the country, even though it looks fresh, is not good for you. What's good for you is what you can see growing out of the ground. And you can say, well, Doug, that's not very practical. Yeah, it is. This time of year, most every area of the country, Caro, you are down in Baltimore, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of farms in Baltimore County and elsewhere. And the same way you are, you go out of the city. But even now in New York City, there are literally farms, little
on rooftops.
Patches on the rooftops of the buildings in New York City.
Yep.
Because people do appreciate, they know how important it is to have really healthy food if you want to maintain your health. You've got to be vigilant all the time because there's so much corruption in the food business. Mostly it comes from the top, the big, huge agribusinesses. You got to be vigilant and care. So patronize your American family farmer. Find out, by the way, what's going on American family farms. One of the things I do broadcast-wise is a program aimed at helping the American family farmer and the locavores who support what he or she is doing on that family farm. So if you are interested in listening to the conversations, know where American family farming is going, you can listen to my weekly podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you go. Let's go. Speaking of health and being healthy, healthy choices for weight loss. This is a fabulous product, man. I'll tell you something. Calitrin really works. Hearing from more and more people all the time. It's not an easy name necessarily to remember. Calotren. Calitrin. Remember that name. Better yet, if you're interested in losing weight, people at this time of year say, I give up. I'll wait and I'll go out and run around the beach or I'll do this and that. Nah. Well, you should do that. But this is a way for you to lose weight that gets right to the heart of how your body works. Calitrin promotes healthy lean muscle growth and weight loss by putting collagen back into your body, into your system. 30% of the protein in your body goes away by the time you get to be 30. Keeps going down, so you got to supplement to get it up. The peptides in collagen are the things that will push out the fat. If you're exercising, you get more lean muscle, both good for men and women. I was talking to somebody yesterday who was CrossFit. I tried that, man, and not for me. But this is a woman who she's been doing it for 20 years. And it's a fabulous way. If you're able to keep up with it, it's great. No adverse effects when you're using collagen. So anybody who is interested and is active, this is a great way. You got to have that muscle as you grow older. Keep your body together. And the collagen pushes out the fat. Brings in the muscle. Calitrin is the way to deliver it to you. And in order to get it delivered to you, you go to toploss.com. Toploss.com. Order your collagen. You can get one bottle, two bottles, three bottles, 10% off using the code DJV. If you buy more than three, you'll get the fourth one free. So be sure to check the box for DJV. This is a great radio offer from the folks at Calitrin. Help yourself to being healthy with the number one healthy choice for weight loss that makes so much sense, Calitrin. Order it now at toploss.com.
The Geek Out.
A Cincinnati woman is suing the U.S. government over moon dust. Laura Seco, when she was only 10, was given a vial of brown powder from none other than Neil Armstrong, you know, the dude that was first on the moon. She recently filed in federal court to prevent NASA from staking claim to the dust because of a previous legal tussle they had gotten into with another woman who was trying to sell a moon rock she had gotten from her late husband, who was an Apollo engineer. Now, experts have tested this powder, and they all seem to agree on its lunar origins. Now, another woman sold a bag Armstrong carried on the moon, which had moon dust on it, and it sold for $1.8 million at auction. So a vial of moon dust could be worth millions of dollars.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, time for a moment of, this guy was a bad guy. This week, Joe Jackson, the father of Michael and the other Jacksons, died at the age of 89. He'd been sick. We were talking about this earlier in the week. The children are paying tribute to him. The stories that you hear about him, though, you wonder why. Latoya Jackson tweeted, "I will always love you." He gave his strength. He beat them. That's how he got them saying. He was the manager of the Jackson Five. And you hear all kinds of stories. So,
yeah.
But you know what? Why should we get in the middle of this? If they were happy with their father or they're paying tribute to him or sending him love, then why shouldn't everybody else? I guess that's the way to do it.
Yep.
Don't speak ill of the dead. Joe Jackson. Gone at 89, 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our review of the top five technology stories this week, as edited and prepared by Victoria Keelan. She goes from number five to number one, so it makes sense in the order of the universe, Victoria, for you to start this week with number five.
Well, the Supreme Court had a busy week, and one of the cases that they ruled on was that law enforcement needs a warrant to access cell phone location data in most cases. Now, this case rose out of a number of robbery cases from 2010 to 2011. Police obtained a suspect's location data with a court order, but not a warrant. And the Justice Department argued that an individual's privacy expectation was diminished when you are voluntarily sharing information with a third party, like a cell phone carrier. That's a pretty broad argument. That's basically saying every single person with a cell phone is giving up their privacy. That's a huge I can't even believe that argument was even upheld. So, and this is decades old now. So they say that the old ruling was that there was no expectation of privacy, and now the Supreme Court says that as more and more people have cell phones, and this is a different thing than it was 20 years ago. Cell phones just, you know, we're in a whole different beast now. And so the court decision is that the warrantless location searches were still permissible only in cases of emergencies and for national security purposes. However, every other aspect of trying to find someone's cell phone location data, it has to go through. It can't just be a court order. It has to be an actual search warrant now. So a little bit better for privacy, but still, if you're, you know, a criminal. I don't know. We're protecting criminals a little bit more, but it does protect everybody else.
All right, let's keep going here on our list of the top five items from the world of technology this week by moving to number four, food apps, eh?
Yes, millennials are three times more likely to order food delivery than their parents. Apps like Seamless, Uber Eats, and Grubhub are cited for making ordering in easier than grocery shopping and cooking at home. The apps are also being blamed for why millennials are eating at restaurants less. It's good for some business, though. Chipotle's partnership with DoorDash has seen an increase in delivery sales to the tune of 667%. So losers in this scenario this week are companies like Kraft Heinz and General Mills, which you obviously have to be in a grocery store to buy those products pretty much.
Yep. All right, number three, a focus on Alexa. My focus on Alexa is not to have one, but a lot of people are into it. So what's the latest there?
Yep, Amazon rolled out an update to its Alexa app, and now if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can use voice commands for Alexa. It's not as seamless as using Apple's Siri, where users can just say, hey Siri, and it wakes her up, but in order to trigger the commands of Alexa on iPhones, you have to open the app first, so you do have to swipe a few times, but then you can ask Alexa to do regular things like play your music and check weather and all that good stuff.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Whatever you want her to do, yes.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Number two, CBS and streaming and football. This is an interesting combo.
Yep, football fans can now watch the NFL live on their cell phones on the CBS streaming service.
Why would you want to watch a game on a, like, what is it, 5x2-inch screen?
Right. Well, if you're well, the reason for that is if you're not in front of a screen, if you're not in front of a computer, or if you're out, if you're in the car, you know, the convenience
driving along
of it,
watching a football game, that's a recipe for something really
great. I was going
to
add, if you're a passenger.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Only if you're a passenger. But you'd be surprised. There really is a need for it. That's why Twitter was streaming NFL games, and people were following it on Twitter. They lost out their bid to live stream the next season. Amazon Prime actually has it now. They spent a lot of money to stream the NFL. So even though the NFL ratings are down, technically it's the TV ratings that are down. Streaming is actually up. So the CBS expanded its streaming agreement with NFL this week, and this will go through the 2022 football season. And of course, this is part of the NFL's attempt to reach more viewers. And CBS All Access subscribers can watch games on cell phones, Roku, Xbox, PlayStation, and on smart TVs as well.
All right. The top tech story of the week, a focus on who's dumping what social media accounts.
Yep, there is a serious lack of trust in social media like Facebook and Twitter, and consumers expect brands that advertise on those platforms to urgently find solutions. This is according to new research that came out this week. We knew that the Cambridge Analytica data breach with Facebook would be a big deal. We didn't really have numbers now. Now we do. 4 in 10 people who were surveyed for this have canceled at least one social media platform in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not good for Facebook.
Nope. Kissing goodbye. Well, goodbye, but its relevance perhaps waning. That's it. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.